Title: Atmosphere Polish Workflow Using Macro Controls Creatively in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing an intermediate jungle and old school DNB workflow that's all about atmosphere polish. Because here's the truth. In jungle, the drums are the front row but the atmosphere is the room. It's the wet concrete, the VHS haze, the dubby trails, the air that moves around the breaks. And if you get that air right, your track instantly feels more cinematic, more alive, more like a record. The goal of this lesson is simple. Stop automating 30 tiny parameters and start driving vibe with 8 purposeful macros you can actually perform. We're going to build one audio effect rack in Ableton Live 12, mostly stock devices, map it to 8 macros, and then use it like an instrument during arrangement. Then we'll print it to audio for that committed, old school glue. Let's set the stage. First, set your tempo somewhere in that jungle lane, like 170 BPM. Anywhere from 165 to 174 is fair game, but 170 is a great home base. Now create 3 tracks. Track 1 is your Atmos source. This is where your pad, your field recording, your vinyl loop, your break tail, whatever your vibe layer is. Track 2 is your break bus. Group your breaks, kicks, drums, whatever you're using. The point is, we want one place to sidechain from. Track 3 is Atmos resample. This will be an audio track we record into later so we can literally print the vibe. And make 2 return tracks if you like classic DNB routing. Return A can be dub echo, return B can be dark verb. We'll still build our rack either way, but returns help if you're used to that old workflow where you throw little hits into space. Now, pick your atmosphere source. Quick wins? A one note minor pad, a string note, rain ambience, city noise, vinyl crackle, or one of the most jungle options ever. Take a break, drown it in reverb, freeze or resample the tail and use that ghost tail as your pad. That already matches the drum texture, which is a huge cheat code. Small teacher tip, for old school vibe, a sampled pad plus band pass filter and plus a little noise layer gets you that rave air feeling without needing fancy plugins. Now let's build the actual rack. On your Atmos source track, drop in an audio effect rack and group it, then rename it something like Atmos Polish Jungle Rack. Naming matters because you'll reuse this forever. Inside the rack, we're going to add devices in an order that feels like a real signal chain. First, auto filter. That's tone and movement. Second, roar or saturator if you want it cleaner. That's grit. That aged sampler energy. Third, echo. That's dub movement and throws. Fourth, reverb. That's your wash bed. Fifth, utility, that's width and safety and headroom. Sixth, compressor, that's sidechain ducking, the breathing effect that keeps Atmos out of the way of drums. Cool, now we set starting points. Not perfection, just a good launchpad. On auto filter, choose either bandpass for that classic radio Atmos vibe, or low pass for a darker bed. I'll go bandpass to keep it yonely. Set the frequency somewhere between roughly 400 Hz and 2.5 kHz depending on your source. Resonance around 20-35%, don't let it whistle, and add a tiny bit of drive, like 2-5 dB, just to give it some push. Now enable the LFO and auto filter. This is the motion engine. Set LFO amount around 10-25%, synced rate like 1/4 note or 1/8 note. Then adjust the offset until it feels like it's breathing with the groove instead of randomly wobbling. You want rolling instability, not seasickness. Next, roar or saturator. If you're using roar, start with a soft clip or tape style. Keep drive conservative, like 5-12%, and mix it in parallelish, maybe 15-40%. Slightly dark tone, because bright distortion plus reverb is where pain lives. If you use saturator instead, try soft sine or analog clip. Drive 2-6 dB, soft clip on, and dry wet around 20-40%. Your goal is not distorted. Your goal is aged, like it went through a slightly tired sampler input. Next up, echo. Turn sync on. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 25-45%. Filter it. High pass around 200 Hz. Low pass around 4-8 kHz. Add just a little modulation, like 2-6%, so it's not a sterile digital repeat. And stereo width. Sure, maybe 120-160%, but be careful, we will check mono later. Then reverb, start with a darker style. Decay could be 2.5 to 6 seconds, and intros can go longer. Pre-delay around 10-25 milliseconds, so the dry signal keeps definition. Low cut around 200-350 Hz, high cut around 5-9 kHz. Dry wet maybe 10-25% for a constant bed, but we're going to macro control it anyway, so don't overthink it. Then utility, set width around 90 to 120%, and take a little gain down, like minus 1 to minus 3 dB. Atmos is sneaky. It will eat headroom while you're not looking, especially once you start throwing echo and reverb. And finally, compressor for sidechain ducking. Turn sidechain on. Choose your kick or your drum group as the input. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Then bring threshold down until you're seeing maybe 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. This is a key jungle mindset. The atmosphere can be huge, but it must bow down to the snare and the break transient. The duck is what keeps your mix feeling fast and punchy. Now we map 8 macros. These are the big musical controls. This is the whole workflow. Hit map mode on the rack, and let's assign. Macro 1 is tone, dark to bright. Map auto filter frequency. Also map reverb high cut. And here's a teacher move. Set the mapping directions so when tone gets brighter, the reverb also opens a bit. Or do the opposite if you want brighter dry but darker space. It's your vibe curve. Suggested ranges. Filter frequency may be 300 Hz up to 6 kHz. Reverb high cut maybe 4.5 kHz up to 10 kHz. Macro 2 is motion, still to wobble. Map auto filter LFO amount from 0 to 30%. Also map echo modulation from 0 to 8%. Now one macro creates movement in two places, but it stays cohesive. Macro 3 is space, dry to wash. Map reverb dry wet from about 8% up to 35%. And map reverb decay from around 2 seconds up to 8 seconds. Macro 4 is DUB throw. Map echo dry wet from 0 up to about 35%. Map echo feedback from around 20% up to 60%. Optional, you can also map the echo time between 1/8 and 1/4 if you like that switch, but be careful, because time changes can feel like a jolt. Sometimes that's good, sometimes it's chaos. Macro 5 is grit. Map roar drive and roar mix, or saturator drive and dry wet. Suggested, mix from 10% up to 55%. Drive from modest to spicy, but not nuclear. Macro 6 is width. Map utility width from 70% to 160%. And you can link echo stereo too, but don't overdo it. A classic mistake is making the space wide, and then wondering why the whole track disappears in mono. Macro 7 is duck. Map the compressor threshold, so you go from light ducking to heavier ducking. Important, constrain the range so max duck is maybe around 8 dB of gain reduction, not 20. This is vibe breathing, not a vacuum cleaner. Macro 8 is texture, clean to hiss. The easiest stock way is add vinyl distortion earlier in the chain, before the filter, with tracing model on. Keep crackle low, where low to mid, and map those amounts to this macro. And reminder, subtle. The best jungle texture is there if you listen, not white noise takeover. Now, pause here and do one extra important step that a lot of people skip. Set safe macro ranges. In Ableton Live 12, open the macro mappings and constrain the min and max, so the extremes still sound usable. A great rule is, your macro max should still work during the drop without wrecking drums and bass. Because if your macro is only safe in the intro, you'll never use it creatively later. Also do quick gain staging discipline. Throw a mirror after the rack temporarily, or watch your levels. Try to keep perceived loudness roughly consistent as you move grit, space, and dub throw. If every cool move also makes it 4 dB louder, you're going to chase your tail in the mix. Now we use the macros like an arranger. This is where it stops being sound design and starts being music. Let's do classic jungle sections. Intro, like 16 to 32 bars. Tone slightly brighter so the pad speaks. Bass higher so it feels cinematic. Width wider. Duck light because drums might not be full power yet. Texture medium for VHS vibe. And here's a super jungle transition move. Every 8 bars, spike DUB throw right at the end. It's like a little hand pulling you into the next phrase. Now the drop. Tone goes darker to make room for breaks and bass. Bass reduces so transients stay forward. Width tightens a bit for impact. Duck gets stronger so the atmosphere breathes around the break. Grit lifts slightly for intensity. And the classic trick. Right before the drop, like the last beat of bar 32, crank space and DUB throw for one beat only, then snap them back at the drop. That one beat wash is pure rave DNA. It creates contrast. And contrast makes the drop hit harder without adding anything. Breakdown, 8 to 16 bars. Face up. Motion up. Because you've got fewer drums and you need the atmosphere to stay alive. Texture up slightly. Dub throw becomes punctuation on vocal chops or stabs. Second drop. Viridation. Grit a little higher than the first drop. Motion slightly higher. Tone even darker for nighttime energy. Same groove, different mood. Now, the step that makes it feel old school. Print the air. Route your Atmos source into the Atmos resample track by setting audio from to that source. Arm the resample track. Hit record and record 16 to 32 bars while you literally perform the macros. Treat it like a live take. Now you've got an audio stem of atmosphere that already has movement, ducking, and space baked in. This is exactly why old records feel cohesive. They committed. They printed. They edited auto. On the printed stem, do a quick cleanup. Drop EQ8 and cut lows under about 150 to 300 HC depending on how crowded your bass is. Add a gentle auto filter sweep for transitions if needed. And do a mono check. Mono check takes 10 seconds and saves hours. Put a utility after the rack or on the printed stem. Hit mono and listen. If the atmosphere vanishes, don't just reduce width. Also reduce echo stereo and consider making the reverb narrower than the dry signal. You want a stable center and a wide haze, not a wide nothing. Let's cover common mistakes fast so you can dodge them. Too much reverb in the drop. It feels epic solo, but it destroys drawn impact. Fix it by lowering space and increasing duck in drops. Super wide Atmos that collapses in mono. Sounds huge until you play it somewhere real. Fix with less width, less stereo echo, narrower reverb, and more mid content. Filtering too high. Bandpass can get nasal and annoying if you park it around 2 to 4 kHz. Keep resonance moderate and keep that area moving, not static. Grit becomes harsh fizz, usually because you're saturating something bright and then throwing it into bright reverb. Darken first with tone, then add grit. No headroom. Atmosphere can steal 3 to 6 dB without you noticing. Use utility gain trim and keep lows controlled. Now a couple advanced upgrades you can try once the basics are working. 1. Use macro variations in Live 12 as vibe snapshots. Make variations like intro wide, drop tight, breakdown wash, outro dusty. Then you can jump between snapshots and only automate small differences instead of drawing long curves for everything. 2. Sidechain timing matters more than amount. If the duck feels late, shorten attack, reduce look ahead if it's on, and set release so the atmosphere recovers between snare hits. In jungle, duck to the 2 and 4. The snare is the anchor. This audio version is shortened for playback.